Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Deb Miller, who is with the Greater Woodland Park Chamber, not only organizer, but president. Or
president.
Both.
You know, I'm the one who does a little bit of everything.
Chief cook, bottle washer, organizer. Coming up super, super fast, September 21 and 22, our Oktoberfest Plus.
Yes.
This is not your average Oktoberfest, first of all, because Deb Miller is involved.
Oh, thank you, Ted. That is awesome. Yes, absolutely. You know, it isn't the normal one. And the reason we do that is, have you spent 2 days listening to German music from 11 to 6 on both days? Well, I have. So one of the things we chose to do was add a little variety to that. So we have a stage with a dance floor for German music. And let me tell you, the people who come up in their costumes and they can do all the dances and everything, they're amazing. But we also offer the variety of country, rock and roll, and jazz. That's outside on our pavilion. And we have Pikes Peak as the backdrop for that.
Wow. And it's in the city in the clouds.
It is. Woodland above Park. The clouds.
City above the clouds. Thank
absolutely.
You. Not in. You're
not
right.
In, above.
And the Chamber of Commerce there in Woodland Park has ordered perfect weather for the 2 days.
We have. We're looking. We officially posted the weather when I saw that it was going to be 72 and sunny both days. And, you know, once I post it, that's it. That's how the weather's going to be.
That's the law. That's the weather according to Deb Miller.
Absolutely.
That's a wonderful thing. Well, yeah, it's the season. It's fall. It's Oktoberfest time. I was raised on the East Coast, so we had lots of Oktoberfests all around. And it was kind of fun. Go get a dose of the German culture.
Absolutely.
Wow, German people, so passionate. And,
they are.
So fun-loving and love life and embrace that. So this is going to be a 2-day event, as you say. It's family-friendly.
It is. So we want everybody to come and bring their kids so they can come and listen to the variety of music, and the kids can go back in our game area. So they're going to have the climbing wall. We're going to have a bounce house for the little kids. We're going to have a obstacle course for kind of the teenagers, mid-teenager age. Just a lot of fun back there. That area is all closed off, so it can only be kids back in that area. So we're excited about that. So the parents can sit at the picnic table. They can have their brat. They can have their beer, and the kids can play, listen to the music. And it's just family-friendly and affordable.
You said the F word, food.
Yes.
And it starts with brats.
Yes.
But it also starts with a special chef.
We are so excited this year. Chef Brother Luck from here in Colorado Springs. He is coming up to Woodland Park, and he's going to be putting together our German food fair for that day, for those 2 days. We're excited. I heard him say something about maybe a schnitzel slider and just all kinds of really cool things.
A schnitzel slider.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like
it
fun?
It really does sound good.
It does. It does. So we're really, really excited about that. And you know, if German food just isn't your fare, we also have Bird Dog Barbecue coming up. So there's a little alternative food there for you as well. But it's going to be 2 full days of fun with the kids, lots of food. And then, of course, you know, there's that German beer.
Yes. Tell the story, Deb. That was a fun story you told before we went on the air this morning.
You know, I've been doing this now for 15 years, and for 13 of the 15, the number one complaint after every Oktoberfest is, where's the authentic German beer? And so we listen to our customers, and so this year we have 4 types of authentic German beer. It's actually coming over from Germany. It'll come through Denver down to us, and so we're excited about having that. Now, for those, if that's a little bit too much for your palate, Bristol will be there this year, as they have every year with us. They'll brew their own Oktoberfest, and then they'll have their Beehive, they'll have Pilsner, and Laughing Lab as well.
Well, and German beer is interesting because it comes in big, giant steins.
Yes.
That's number one. But number two, maybe actually the real number one, it's a nice, heavy-bodied. It has a beautiful amber color to it. a very creamy head to it. And that's German beer. And you don't actually serve it at much beyond room temperature, cooler than that.
Exactly. And that's what those that are coming, you know, it's interesting. We have a lot of retired military. A lot of military have been to Germany, have been to the Munich Oktoberfest, and they come in and they're like, no, this is what we want. And so they'll be up there this year. And, you know, the military actually get a little discount on their admission as well.
Nice.
So
cool.
For those that are vets, there's $1 off their admission.
And admission is super easy. If you are 21 years and older,
it's
a whopping $8.
$8 to get in.
If you are under 21, it's totally free. And if you're military, it's a whopping $7.
And if you go on OktoberfestPlus.com, you get $1 off coupons, so you can get in for $7 as well.
Oh, even better. So you can get the coupons online. Can you buy your tickets online too?
You cannot. We do that because we have to wristband everyone who comes through.
Yep.
So that's the way that we can stay legal with our liquor license, and we want to do that.
Of course.
And so we have to card everyone. Even those little babies in the strollers have to have a little armband as they come in. So, but we want to stay legal. So
they are not baby beer drinkers.
No, they are not. They are not.
Wow. So I can just imagine lots of tables, lots of people, lots of food, beautiful, beautiful weather, and the beer coming around held in the hands of people who are experienced servers, six in each hand, big giant steins, and plunking those down on the table in front of you, and you have a nice long drink of nice, cool German beer.
It'll be a lot of fun. You know, we encourage everyone that's coming up from Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Castle Rock, to use our shuttle bus. There is limited parking where we're at the Cultural Center, so all they have to do is turn and go up to where our high school parking lot is, right next to our aquatic center. They can park there, and we have a continuous shuttle bus that starts at 10:45 a.m. and will run till 6:15 each day.
Where exactly in Woodland Park is the Cultural Center?
We are located at 210 East Midland Avenue. If everyone's familiar with the Rocky Mountain Dinosaur Center, it's that stoplight. So we urge you to come up, but again, utilize the shuttle bus. It'll be a great time. That way you're not worrying about trying to find a parking space. Plenty of parking at the high school for you. Lots of fun for everyone.
And what's the crowd size going to be like, do you think?
You know, our crowd size, we exceeded all expectations in 2013, so I'm going for that again, and I want to see us close to 6,000.
Goodness. So that's coming and going and over the course of both days.
Absolutely. And you know, here's a little secret. So if you come in on Saturday and you pay your entry fee, you put your wristband on and you're willing to sleep in your wristband, you get in free the next day.
Oh, you're kidding. I can
no.
go both days for the
Absolutely.
Same admission.
Absolutely.
Just hold on to your wristbands, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And your babies too.
No lost kids, please.
No lost kids. September 21 and 22, the two most beautiful Saturday and Sundays on the planet that day, because the Chamber of Woodland Park said so.
Said so.
We ordered up 72-degree weather.
We did. And, you know, the aspens will be turning, too.
They will.
They will.
Gosh, it's going to be colorful up there. Family-friendly. So lots of kids' games, obstacle courses for sort of the older kids, and it's in a nice, safe place. Chef Brother Luck.
Yes.
And schnitzel sliders.
Yes.
What a wonderful American twist on a German favorite.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Authentic German beer. How many kinds did you say you were
going to have? We have four different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce their name, but there's four different kinds of authentic German beer.
They have lots of
yes.
And
that,
and CHs and Ts uh-huh. and Ss in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
Is so cool. The two-day event, great weather, and a whopping $8 to get in if you're 21 and older. If you're military, 21 and older, it's $7.
Absolutely.
And anybody under 21 years old is free.
It's free.
You all get wristbands, and so get your discount coupon. Though, if you're buying regular admission, get your discount coupon. What's the website?
Oktoberfestplus.com. Just visit that. It will tell you the entertainment schedule, the time, 11 to 6 each day. And check it out and come on up and join with us and enjoy that weekend.
Deb Miller, you are the organizer of Oktoberfest Plus and the president of the Greater Woodland Park Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us here on Business Connection.
Well, Ted, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. This is going to be fun. We got to do more of this.
Absolutely.
September 21 and 22. That is Oktoberfest Plus Day. And that's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Catch us by podcast at KRDO.com. Click on the radio tab and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.